too long ago, as I was switching on Sesame Street for my little girl, the call of a screech owl and then a common loon on Channel 3 caught my attention. It took only a second or two to figure out that I was in the midst of The Young and the Restless, a program I used to watch back in college, and sure enough, they were still using the same owl and loon tapes they used back in 75 to lend authenticity to their evening in the woods scenes. 11 years ago, Jill Foster spent a lot of time out in the summer house with Mr. Chancellor, their romance witnessed only by a loon, a screech owl, and millions of viewers. Nobody ever mentioned any nearby lakes, but there obviously must have been one a stone's throw away, or how could a loon have been right there? Now, after 11 years, poor Mr. Chancellor is dead, Jill has aged only a tiny bit the way soap opera actresses are supposed to, and the baby they started in the summer house that summer is in college. Babies grow fast in TV land. But the same old loon and screech owl are singing the exact same tune, a remarkable illustration of the survival power of birds nourished only by celluloid. Fortunately, most soap opera action takes place indoors, so there's usually little cause for producers to pull out their bird tapes. But primetime TV often uses outdoor scenes. Little House on the Prairie was supposedly set in Minnesota, but the abundant Carolina wrens singing impossibly alongside rock wrens in the background made it clear to any armchair birders that the program should have been titled Little House in a Hollywood Backlot. Made-for-TV movies are even worse. In one a few years ago titled The Mating Season, Lucy Arnaz found herself with a busload of birdwatchers en route to the Appalachian wilderness. The man who became her romantic interest hiked for 2 days through dense forests and over treacherous cliffs to find the nest of a blue jay. Now, I'd bet that the real photographer of the nesting jay footage took that film right in his backyard. No birder in his right mind would ever go to that kind of trouble to see a blue jay. Of course, that's no worse than the Folgers coffee commercial where the man takes his love out to a marsh at dawn and suddenly cries, there it is, the red-winged blackbird, pointing out one of the most abundant birds in the whole country as if it were a virtually extinct ivory-billed woodpecker. But the worst thing about the mating season was the little old lady in tennis shoes, a perfect Miss Jane Hathaway clone who was searching for a Hudsonian godwit in the Appalachian forests, about as far from the bird's range and habitat as she could possibly get. In Evergreen, a TV miniseries a couple of years ago, Robert Vaughn played an aging birdwatcher. His little grandson pushed him in a wheelchair through a New York park as Robert Vaughn pointed out an eastern wood peewee. He even spent some time describing the song, Pee-a-wee. But did the producers bother to get a tape of a real peewee? Nope, they played a canary. It's enough to make this birder give up on civilization and light out for the territory. Some TV programs are truly for the birds.